You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the kid counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, we are moving into the control and safety themes. So we're still talking through themes in child-centered play therapy, but we have finished our first two categories and we are now moving into control and safety themes. So the theme within that category today is fire play. And this is something that kids play out pretty consistently, but they play it out in a vast variety of ways. So you're not always going to see fire play played out in a similar fashion, but you do consistently have kids using fire play theme. So, I mean, it's pretty simple to understand when a child is playing through fire play, there's something burning or on fire. So that's, I mean, it's really difficult to miss a fire play theme. So something catches on fire, someone starts a fire, there is something on fire, there's burning. It's very evident that that's what the child is doing thematically. And like I said, it's not always in the same capacity. So sometimes something is burning and they go put out the fire. Sometimes something is burning and it destroys everything. Sometimes something is burning and it's about escaping and running away from it. Sometimes it's a military battle and the bombs come in and blow up the side, but then it catches everything on fire. So you really do get a wide range of ways in which you will see fire theme, but it always involves something burning or on fire, obviously. So what might this possibly mean to the child, or what could be going on at a deeper level? So often very rage-filled kids will play out fire play. And what I mean by that is they are filled with such anger and such rage, and they have such explosive personalities in their dysregulated states. One of the easiest ways to represent that is just to absolutely destroy everything with fire. Because a fire really does take things down to ashes, right? And so often the child that has those deep levels of rage, they are actually afraid of that. And so the way that they represent that is fire. And that's very deep work. You don't really see that often, but that is something that happens often enough that it's worth discussing. And if they are really truly concerned or fearful of their own rage and intensity, oftentimes fire is a really helpful way to represent that. So that's one option. Another option is that they are just using it as a type of aggression or angry expression. So they will often use fire as a way to really just kind of represent the expression of that aggression and anger. And sometimes they couple it with, they burn something that they want to get rid of, that they want to avoid, that they feel unsafe by. So sometimes if they get disappointed in some way, or if there's any kind of negative connotation to something, they will burn it because it essentially destroys it, right? So there's a little bit of avoidance in that as well. And so very likely it's going to be tied to anger and aggression, but often it is also something that has disappointed them, made them feel uncomfortable or unsafe. They will burn it so that they don't have to deal with it. It's a form of desensitization, if you will. And then there will also be fire theme that is tied to other themes, which are some of the examples that I mentioned before. So a child may say that the store is on fire, for example, and then they come in with the fire extinguisher and put it out. So they become the rescuer or the hero. So the fire becomes the means to an end so that they can bring in another theme. Sometimes in a military battle, for example, one side gets completely destroyed because a bomb comes in, explodes, and then the fire engulfs the whole entire military squad and they all die. That is power and control and the competitive nature of a battle, right? So often fire is coupled with other themes almost as a means to an end. But in the earliest two examples that I gave, when it's fear of their own rage or it's the expression of anger and aggression, those tend to live exclusively independently. And then you will see other examples where the fire is the means to an end. I actually had a little boy pretty recently playing out that the entire room was on fire and he and I had to hide under the sand tray together. And it was about safety and protection. So everything was burning around us and we had to stay safe. So we had to run and hide. And so safety and protection came in. So the fire again was the means to an end to invoke the safety and protection play. So be aware that often fire play will be coupled with a different theme. And then otherwise it will live in those independent where it's about rage, aggression, or anger. So I hope that is helpful to you. When we're in the control and safety themes, it's helpful to keep in mind that all of these themes that we're going to go through in the next several weeks together, they always come back to control and safety. So you can see in those examples that I gave that if it's a control issue, it manifests itself as fire play different than if it's a safety issue. So just be mindful that these themes within this category, the root of them is control and or safety. And that's helpful because again, you know, a lot of what we're doing when we're in our sessions is our brain is attending to thematically what's going on and why, and therefore the root or the underlying thing that's going on. So helpful to kind of keep that in mind. Fire play obviously ties back to control and safety, but is it coupled with a different theme or is it sitting on its own? And that helps you understand the direction that the child will likely take it. So hope that's helpful. We're moving into burying and drowning next week. So that'll be exciting to talk through. And I'm very grateful that you spend a little bit of your time each week. Thank you for the emails. I actually got an email from someone that asked if I wouldn't mind if she could translate my podcast into Iranian this week. So that was really cool. And it's amazing how this podcast has just really taken off worldwide. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. And for those of you non-native English speakers that are listening to me in English, I give you such kudos and congratulations for being bilingual and learning in a language that's not your native tongue. So I'm just so grateful for all of you that maybe didn't even grow up speaking English and you're still listening to my podcast. So all of us native English speakers get it a little easier when it's in our native tongue. But I'm grateful for every single one of you. Thanks so much. If you want to reach out to me, Brenna@thekidcounselor.com. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.